Blog Talk Radio.
Actuality, it is Bet Midbar, meaning we in the wilderness, our experience in the wilderness. And that's what we studied, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and the rock we were hewn from, and the ditch we were dug from, to get a better tag on who we are, what we are, and what we should be doing, as not following the same mistakes we made, our ancients made, and we continue to make. They continue to put us in this foray of chaos, mayhem, murder. Come to find out, an architect in New York City was a serial killer. And this country, it shouldn't come as a surprise. An architect, man, making all kind of money. And sex workers out there, if you're doing sex work, it may be your last day on the job. These people are crazy as they want to be. Those women, I believe there's four they alluded to, didn't come home from their job. So if you get into the sex work, you better be sure that's the kind of work you want to get into. As I said, with these kind of people out here, these serial perverts, it may be your last day on the job. He thought he was slick. He had his game tight, but it wasn't too tight. See, with murders and people that do criminal activities, they only had to make one mistake. And he made plenty of them. And they got up with him. And I'm happy for the sake of their families, these sex workers, by the serial pervert, chose to take their lives just because he wanted to. You know, this thing about these people in this southern, this western hemisphere, they think it's fun to hurt people. They think it's fun to torture people. They think it's fun to have sex with people that don't want to have sex with them. And they think it's fun to just kill people. But that's who they are. It comes as no shock to me. I know our enemies. While we're studying each other to mistreat, abuse, and dominate, and sometimes kill, they're studying all of us to keep us confined in these captivities. You got to make a difference in life, people. You got to stop feeling sorry for yourselves, for the confinement we find ourselves in. And you got to start making a difference. Stop being like the enemies. And start being like the people of the service of Yah that you should be. There again, that's why we do these studies. Because it's not going to get any better trying to follow your enemies in any shape, form, or fashion, any aspect of your lives. Law, labor, politics, sex, you name it, I'll call it. They think that's fun, to torture people, murder them and throw them in the weeds and whatnot. And some of us, because we don't want to follow Yah. We want to follow what the enemy do. What the enemy doing, let's do that. Oh, they're marching in the gay parade. Why not I? You people need to start making a difference. And you start making a difference by stop doing what the enemies are doing and think that will suffice and justify your actions before Yah. It will not suffice, and it certainly won't justify your actions. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That's what we study. We study a new, well, not a new way of living, but a different way of living. Instead of being braggadocious and loud mouths, being people that are meditative and thoughtful before they speak. Instead of being hating one another, people that love one another and understand the dynamic that we are forced to live in under these confinements. People that are seeking each other out just to torment, argue, fuss, and fight with, make a difference, people. Stop seeking out each other just to argue, fuss, and fight with, and sometimes kill. Seek each other out to do good by as Yah told us to. Yah said do good by the widows, the orphans, the people in need. He didn't say search them out to argue, fuss, and fight with them and sometimes kill them. But we got the game twisted. And you know why we got the game twisted? Because we don't study the Most High. We don't study our ancients. We don't study our elders, and we are a monstrosity as a result. Our youth and lost their everlasting mind. Our elders ain't had no mind to begin with. And our children, oh, they in bad shape because they ain't got nobody to depend upon to tell them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, thus say Yah. And if you don't have that, you have a monstrosity. Praise Yah. And bless his holy name. And before we get started, I want to give some praise and blessings to the Most High. I want to thank the Most High for my health. I want to thank the Most High for having my soul restored for his namesake. I want to thank the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit. So I make this vow before all of you, and I will give praise to the Elohim in the great assembly. I want to thank the Most High for my family. I want to thank the Most High for allowing me the opportunity to stop following my enemies. I want to thank the Most High for the opportunity to learn to love my brothers and sisters as I love myself. I want to thank the Most High for the opportunity to learn to be a friend to him, learn to be a servant to him, learn to love him with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, because I know he has my best interests at heart, just like he got each one of your best interests at heart, in spite of ourselves. We're all a hot mess. But that being said, the Most High still loves us. And we need to learn to love one another. Not seek each other out to argue, fuss, and fight with, and sometimes kill. But to seek each other out and exercise a relationship that they're servants of Yah just like you are. You ain't nothing special. So learn to humble yourself. Now, I'm not saying you don't correct people. But what I'm saying, a soft answer turns away wrath. You coming out of Cartrell or lose too. You coming out, you going in there, I see you. And you hollering at them folk. I'm saying is this. I'm not saying don't go into the ICU. But I'm saying talk lovingly and gently. And if they don't want to hear you, that's on them. Walk away, Chucky. Just walk away. Just tell the people the truth and get out the way. You ain't got to argue, fuss, and fight with nobody. They know the truth for y'all. And I think the opportunity for learning that on the Real Talk for Real People show. You can tell people the truth. You ain't got to argue, fuss, and fight with them. Because if they going to argue, fuss, and fight with, it ain't your thing. It's y'all's thing. So your job is to make a difference by being different and tell the difference. Praise God. I want to thank the Most High for that. I want to thank the Most High for the opportunity. Study with good and great minds like Brother Cartrell of New York City, Sister Aviar of New York City, and many of you students out there that we don't often hear voices. I'd like to thank the Most High for our nations, our tribes. I'd like to thank the Most High for our ancients. I'd like to pray for our ancients, that the Most High forgive them for making a mistake to get us in a situation we seem to find ourselves in, confined in these captivities universally. I like to pray to the Most High, bless and praise his holy name, that he gives us all ample opportunity to make amends and pray for ourselves for the continuum of the nonsense, the madness, the monstrosity, and get it together. Because together we came here, and together we gonna leave here. Ain't no splendid, many splendid something special out there like they told y'all in their Christian thing. We all servants of Yah, meaning that we're all special to Yah, as we all be. Make a difference, people. Stop doing what other people are doing. Stop doing what our enemies are doing. Like I said, that serial killer, that's not no isolated case. They think that's kind of stuff funny. They think that's fun. Oh, it's true. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. But I want to introduce, as I mentioned their names, Sister Aviyah of New York City and Brother Cartrell of New York City. As I said, they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, souls, and strength, and they make a difference because they do different. And they love their brothers and sisters, as they said. If they don't see themselves, don't look down their nose at their brother. Oh, he been locked up. She been a hoe. What you been? She stole something. He was a drug addict. He was an alcoholic. What the hell you done? I mean, you good at looking at everybody else back, y'all, saying the dirt on other folk, but y'all said all y'all dirty. So you need to humble yourself when it comes to your brother and sister. Have a little patience. Try a little tenderness. Try a little soft answer. And if they don't want to hear it, they're a fool. They stupid. Walk away. Just walk away. Don't go in there hollering and fussing and fighting the can on and whatnot. That ain't going to solve nothing. And that's not your folks anyway. That's the Most High folk. So check yourself before you wreck yourself, before you run your mouth off saying things to folk, your brothers, your sisters, your elders, which you shouldn't be saying, because you're going to be held accountable for each and every word that come out of your mouth. And you better believe it. You better get your mouth right, and you better get your mind right, because Yah ain't nothing to play with. It's true. As you see in the wilderness, he's still educating us in Bet Midbar. It's true. But he did in Barika, book we just left. Some of you call it Leviticus. But this is Numbers we're in. And I want to thank the Most High for Cartrell. I want to thank the Most High for Sister Avia. I want to thank the Most High for the other students that study with us. As I said, I want to thank the Most High for this nation, our nation. I want to thank the Most High for the tribes of the nation, the prince of the nation, the high priest of the nation, the priest of the nation, and our king, King Dawud. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So let me bring on, I don't know if Sister Abigail is going to talk tonight, but if she is, she know how to press number one. But I know Brother Cottrell is here to make a difference. Brother Cottrell, oh, she's ready to rap now. Sister Abigail, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. You know I can't really talk, but I just wanted to say shalom to everybody, and may y'all keep on blessing and all praises and glory to the Holy One of Israel, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm grateful for everything, and I agree with every word you said. So that's your word tonight. Is my thankfulness and my gratefulness also to you. I better go.
Okay.
I'll be on, but shalom.
Shalom. We love you. Thank you, sister. Praise Yah. Bless his holy name. Cottrell, may the Most High be with your brother. Love you. Respect you. And may the Most High bless you.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, shalom. Brother Yamsu, sister Abigail, may the Most High bless y'all. How y'all doing?
Thank you very much, brother. We're doing well. Good to hear your voice.
And y'all too. And I thank the Most High for everything you thank him for. Keep it simple. Mm-hmm. I thank you for all things and everything.
Exactly.
There's so much to be thankful for. You could spend a whole year sitting here thanking Yah for his loving kindness and his tender mercy towards us.
You can spend years, God. Years. Praise Yah.
Yes. So the main thing I thank him for is clear vision in these times of chaos and confusion. People call it the end times. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to share his word and the clarity of vision with our people. And I thank y'all that he just still loves us, that what
exactly.
he's done hasn't caused him to destroy us completely.
Exactly.
Like I said, we way off course. And I pray that our studies take effect into the hearts and minds of our people so that we can really be thankful that Yah did hear our prayer and our call.
Praise Yah, God. Praise Yah. Make a difference. Be different. Make a difference. Be different. Follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Praise and bless his holy name. Thank you, Cottrell. Thank you, Sister Abigail. Thank you, fellow students. And most importantly, thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. As Cottrell alluded to, giving us clarity, wisdom, and understanding. Praise Yah. Cottrell, Sister Abigail, I know you can't speak. If y'all ready to get into these studies, let's get into them.
Yes, sir.
Okay, brother. Turn to Midbar, the second chapter. Means as fierce in the wind. Yes, brother.
You got to work on your Hebrew.
Okay.
That the name of that book is Bar Midbar.
Bar Midbar. Okay.
Midbar.
Bar Midbar.
By mid, like Midtown Manhattan. Bar Midbar.
Right. Yeah, gotcha, brother. Bar Midbar.
Wow.
And it talks, thank you, Cottrell. It talks about the tribe and leaders by army and how we were segregated and when we were camped out in the wilderness. Everybody couldn't be hanging out there by their spot. You got to be in your own spot, people. Yah spoke to Moses and Aaron saying, every one of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard beside the emblem of his father's house. They shall camp some distance from the tabernacle meeting. On the east side toward the rising of the sun, those of the standard of the forces with Yehuda shall camp according to their armies. And Nashon, the son of Abinadab, shall be the leader, the prince of the children of Yehuda. And his army was numbered at 74,600. Those who camped next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nathanael, the son of Zuar, shall be the leader of the children of Issachar. And his army was numbered at 44,400. Then comes the tribe of Zebulun.
54.
Okay, 54. Thank you. Then comes the tribe of Zebulun. And Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be the leader of the children of Zebulun. And his army was numbered at 57,400. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces with Yehuda, 186,400. These shall break camp first. These three shall break camp first. These three tribes. On the south side shall be the standard of the forces with Reuben, according to their armies, and the leader of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur, the son of Shedeur. And his army was numbered 46,500. Those who camped next to him shall be the tribe of Simeon. The leader of the children of Simeon shall be Chelumiel, the son of Shurishada. His army was numbered at 49,300. Then comes the tribe of Gad. And the leader of the children of Gad shall be Eliasaph, the son of Reuel. His army was numbered at 45,650. All who were numbered according to the armies of the forces with Reuben, 151,450. They shall be the second. We have to have order, people. Without order, there is chaos. They shall be second to break camp. The tabernacle meeting shall move with the camp of the Levites in the middle of that movement as they camp. So they shall move out everyone in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the forces with Ephraim, according to their armies, and the leader of the children of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Abmithu, and his army was numbered at 40,500. Next to him come the tribe of Manasseh. The leader of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedahsur, and his army was numbered at 32,200. Then comes the tribe of Benjamin. The leader of the children of Benjamin shall be Abidan, the son of Gineonite. His army was numbered at 35,400. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces with Ephraim, 108,100. They shall be the third to break camp. The standard of the forces with Dan, the tribe of Dan, shall be on the north side, where they camp, according to their armies. And the leader of the children of Dan shall be Ahizir, the son of Amishadai. And his army was numbered at 62,700. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Asher. And the leader of the children of Asher shall be Pelgil, the son of Ochran. And his army was numbered at 41,500. Then come the tribe of Naphtali. And the leader of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahara, the son of Enan. His army was numbered at 53,400. All who numbered of the forces with Dan, the tribe of Dan, was numbered, total number were 157,600. They shall break camp last with their standards. These are the ones who were numbered, taken in the census, of the children of Israel, not the whole nation. The whole nation don't take census, by their father's house. All who numbered according to their armies of the forces was 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered, taken in the census among the children of Israel, just as Yah commanded Moses. Thus the children of Israel did according to all that Yah commanded Moses. So they camped by their standards, and so they broke camp each by his family according to their father's house. They camped and they broke camp in formation, in uniform formation, control, discipline, no chaos. Everybody knew where they were supposed to be. They were where they were supposed to be. And when they broke camp in formation of where they were supposed to be. And when they made camp, They made camp because you need discipline and control. No chaos, no confusion. Y'all do not have chaos and confusion. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. Cottrell, do you have the chalkboard?
I ain't no room on the chalkboard. It's full. I broke it down.
Well, erase it, Cottrell. Start all over. They should have written this stuff down while we were studying.
Well, I find it interesting when you look at the diagram of the camp.
Exactly.
It was very orderly. It was very orderly. And they had to be disciplined in order to carry out what they did. And they managed to do it for 40 years. Anytime they had to move, that was the order that they moved out of. Judah moved first, then the camp of Reuben, then the Levites, then the camp of Ephraim, then the camp of Dan. Dan picked up the rear. He was the last tribe to march out anytime we had to move. And Judah was first.
But you know
the
what
Levites were in the middle.
Uh-huh. Contrary, you know what that tells me? By Dan taking up the rear, Dan taking up the rear, and Yehuda taking up the front, deal with some tough brothers. Because you had a force, a boric force that took up the first. I mean, they going through, Yehuda going through anything. And Dan is taking up the rear. A rear force, you got to be some tough. You got to be some tough guys like those Navy SEALs. They taking up the rear. They protecting the rear. Got to be some tough cats.
Absolutely. And somebody told Ema Ardura that the flags that we made was idolatry.
Why is that?
Obviously, she didn't read by Midbar chapter 2.
Right.
Because we did have standards and we did have banners.
Right.
And each one represented your tribe.
Right.
And if you was from the tribe of Judah, that was your father's house.
Right.
If you was from the tribe of Joseph, that was your father's house. So,
this is an idolatry. That's just a standard. That's just say who you are, what tribe you're from. How is that idolatry? And as you said, Katya, obviously, she showed a lack of study.
And we wasn't worshiping them flags.
No, we wasn't.
Nor do we do it today.
No, we don't bow down to those flags. It is representative of the standards we stand under. You know, we're tribal.
Which represented.
Right.
Which represented order. It represented order.
Exactly. And that's why I said make a difference, Cottrell, by studying the Most High Word and changing oneself by virtue of Yah's Word. Because we crazy as we want to be sometimes, Cottrell. We just say anything. Right.
Say anything we want to say.
Yeah.
And have no foundation for it.
No bad.
She said that, I guess, based on her feelings because she's not based on facts.
Right. And what we're saying is based upon facts. So what she got based on? Just her wishful thinking. Letting her own footsteps direct her without no backing whatsoever. Y'all ain't never said anything about adoption as far as the standard of a tribe is concerned. When did y'all say that? We just talk too much. Talk too damn much. Without any lack of study. No wisdom in our understanding. Just spouting out at the mouth. The Most High said the fool got a lot of words in their mouth. But no facts along with it too, Cottrell. The fool, you tell them, because they got a whole lot of talking. But they ain't got no facts. Praise Yah, Cottrell.
Praise Yah. So important to know the facts.
It is. Yeah, we're not studying this for a warm, for the we're still because we want to be grounded in facts. The rock we were hewn from, the dish we were dug from, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. That's what we want to be grounded in. Praise Yah, Cottrell. Thank you, brother.
Praise Yah.
Cottrell, if you're done, my friend and brother, and we're ready to proceed to the last segment of study, rather a short chapter, but I think it's little chapter don't mean it ain't got dynamite in it. It's a firecracker. Chapter 87, some of you want to call it, one and the same. And it's the glory of the city of Yah, Jerusalem. The glories of the city of Yah, Jerusalem. A psalm of the songs of Korah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. The sons of Korah knew that Yah wanted to dwell in Zion and Jerusalem, and he didn't make any promises to take anybody to heaven.
No, he did not.
He knows that Yah wants to dwell on earth, and where he wants to dwell is Jerusalem. Unfortunately, they're fighting over Jerusalem right now, but the Most High is going to straighten all that out. Psalms 87, a tehillim, that's the Hebrew word for song. Tehillim, by the sons of Korah. His foundation is in the holy mountains. Yah loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken about you, city of Elohim. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me. Behold, Philistia, Tyre, and also Cush. This one was born there. Yes, of Zion, it will be said. This one and that one was born in her. The Most High himself will establish her. Yah will count when he writes up the peoples. This one was born there. Those who sing as well as those who dance say, all my springs are in you. Praise Yah. Poetry in motion. So people ask, are other nations going to be saved if they read and studied and knew the songs of Korah? You see that Philistia, Tyre, Cush, they want to be proud to be born in Zion, in Jerusalem, because this is futuristic when Yah straightens all things out, when he brings judgment to the earth. So we know Yah's focus. People's focus are off. Especially when they believe they're going to go to heaven when they die. All praises. Yes,
all praises. Katria, have a safe weekend. May the Most High bless you. Sister Abia, have a safe weekend. The Most High bless you. Fellow students, have a safe weekend. You can't be too careful. May the Most High continue to bless you, direct you, and order your steps. And please don't lean to your own understanding. It is not grounded in the facts of Yah. When you speak, speak grounded in the facts of Yah, not your own opinion. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, any closing remarks and comments?
I echo what you said. Mm-hmm. But this is the blessing of the Levites. May the Most High bless us and keep us. May the Most High make his face to shine upon us and be grace unto us. May the Most High lift his countenance upon us and give us peace. Have a blessed weekend. And I will see you on Monday. We'll stop
praise
Yah. We love y'all.
We love
y'all. Good night.
Shalom and good night.
And knowing this every- consequence.